Nancy, here's what I want to know about your cooking practices. Do you play it safe?
Do you mean do I play it safe with what I'm eating or whether or not I'm going to cut my fingers off?
Number two, and as far as I know, you've got all 10 of them, right?
For the moment.
Yeah, the day is young. Well, do you ever make any dangerous mistakes that you've learned the hard way not to do?
Sure I have. Mac regularly gives me the business for not having the handle of the pot turned so that if you walk by it, you don't knock it over.
Another thing with hot pots, if you're going to lift the lid on something that's boiling or very hot, lift it so that the crack is facing away from you, not towards you. That way you won't get a blast of steam on your hand. Let's talk about deep fat. Now, I know a healthy person such as yourself doesn't do that very much, but once in a while, especially when DeGroote is out of town, I will do some deep fat frying.
You know what, Stein? I'm going to embarrass my son right now and tell you about making donuts while your parents are out with your friend, and then they decide maybe they should cool the deep fat down by putting a little bit of water in there.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Thankfully, they didn't get hurt, but the kitchen looked like something had exploded. Just a mess.
Well, here's two tips about deep fat frying. One obvious one might seem a little counterintuitive. The obvious one is don't fill up the pot. I never fill it up more than halfway. I don't want to take a slightest chance of that stuff boiling over. And when you throw stuff in, it's going to boil up a little bit, and it's also going to increase the volume. So I keep the level of oil no more than half the volume of the pot. Now, here's the counterintuitive one. When you put the stuff in, you know, your shrimp or whatever it is you're going to be frying, we kind of shy away from getting our hands too close to the surface of the hot oil, so we drop stuff in from higher up. But in fact, it's more dangerous to do it that way. It's better to hold it right as close to the surface as you can and gently drop it in from there. If you drop it in from higher up, you've got a bigger chance of a splash, and it stings. Before we go any further, though, it's not summer yet, but we can see it from here. And lots of people are going to be making kebabs and various kinds of meat on a stick. For me, the hardest part about that is, and the biggest pain, in more ways than one, has always been pushing the skewer through the meat. You got to hold this little piece of meat in your fingers and then push that skewer through it. I have not stabbed myself yet, but it's still hard and it's still kind of dangerous. All honor to J. Kenji Lopez-Alt at SiriusEats.com. He came up with this one. Instead of holding a little piece of meat in your left hand and trying to push the skewer through with your right, take an onion or a potato and you cut it in half. Put the flat side down. Put your little chunk of meat on top of the onion or the potato and then push the skewer straight down through it. Pull it up, push the meat back on the skewer, and repeat. Not only safer and easier, it's way faster. Isn't that great?
That is a fabulous idea, and I'm definitely going to start doing that. And this time of year especially, we want to remind you to turn off the burner. I have a gas burner. There's a lot of light coming in my kitchen, and I have definitely left the burner on accidentally and not even realized it. Check once, check twice, and make sure you don't leave the house before checking.
Hey, eaters, let's get some of your safety tips in the kitchen at knkx.org. Just click on the food for thought post and get down there in the bottom in the comments. We're all very polite and friendly there. Oh, yeah. One final tip about frying chicken, Nance.
Yes.
Before plunging the chicken into the 350-degree boiling oil, I always like to offer it the opportunity to recant its heresy.
With KNKX's Dick.
Safety first.
Stein.
She's Nancy.
Band-Aids are a girl's best friend.
Listen.